Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Brian Rohrbaugh, one of the newest board members of Colorado Right to Life, continues to take the media by storm, if not the nation. I've got an article here from the Washington Post yesterday in which they write that the decision, the CBS decision to ask Brian Rohrbaugh to air his views has prompted a storm of criticism, some of it from within the ranks of CBS. So the Washington Post, now I'm going to go through this article for you, and we'll talk through it, but right there, the Washington Post is letting us know that some of the firestorm against Brian Rohrbaugh being given an opportunity to speak in public, some of that firestorm is coming from CBS employees. Think of that. They are the very definition of the beautiful people. They are the liberals. They believe in free speech, tolerance, and diversity, and they do not want a conservative Christian to be allowed to speak on their national network, even though that network uses a grant of privilege from the government to air over the public airwaves. That's what CBS does, and their employees would have a complete blackout of conservative Christian views in their free speech segment. How's that? How's that for free speech from the beautiful people? Well, I can't list to you all the media that Brian Rohrbaugh has been on. He's been doing talk interviews today. He was on, what, Chuck and Larry Bates. They were talking about Brian Rohrbaugh before this show. Jay Sekulow around the country. Lord willing, Jay may have Brian Rohrbaugh on his program on Monday. Brian will be on the Denver radio show, Kaplis and Silverman, on KHOW Radio this afternoon, either at 4 or 5 o'clock, probably 5 o'clock. And they spent, what, most of yesterday's show, or was that 2 days ago? And Craig Silverman became so enraged over the argument Brian Rohrbaugh is making that it is abortion and suicide and teaching kids that they evolved from animals, that these things go directly to an epidemic of violence in the culture and in our schools specifically. So we'll get to that Washington Post article, but first, in today's Rocky Mountain News, I've got it right here. Oh, okay, here we go. In the D section, I never read the D section of the newspaper. What is it even called? Spotlight. I don't know who would read the D section of the newspaper, but here it is. There's a society column. And there's a quote here from the president of Planned Parenthood, not the Rocky Mountain Planned Parenthood, but the Planned Parenthood Foundation of America, president and CEO Cecile Richards. By the way, she's the daughter of Ann Richards, the former governor of Texas. And so the daughter of Ann Richards is now the president of Planned Parenthood, the national organization. And she said this, she said, I've never backed down from a fight, and I'll be, well, how do I say it? And I'll be, she says she'll be something or other. I'll be darned if Bush, Alito, and Colorado Right to Life are going to take away a woman's right to choose. All right, Cecile. Bring it on, Cecile. Bring it on. You're asking the wrong person for a fight. Now, what I imagine is that quote, there's no context given for that quote. It's just indicated. Dahlia, the author of this column, indicates it as a notable quote. I've never backed down from a fight, and I'll be darned if Bush, Alito, and Colorado Right to Life are going to take away a woman's right to choose. And that wasn't said by the local Denver Planned Parenthood. This is said by the president and CEO of the national organization. So I imagine she was responding to the Washington Post column yesterday. Now, I'm not certain, but that's what I imagine, because that mentions that Brian Rohrbaugh addressed the Colorado Right to Life March in January. So now let's go to the Washington Post article. On CBS, Columbine Dad Blames Violence on Secularism by Howard Kurtz, October 4th, yesterday. The emotions surrounding the murder of five girls at an Amish school in Pennsylvania were still raw Monday when the CBS Evening News put on a commentator who blamed such violence on abortion and expelling God from the school. And he could have added suicide and evolution. Brian Rohrbaugh, who lost his son in the 1999 Columbine School massacre in Colorado, made the remarks on the free speech segment, which for the past month has provided a 90-second platform for pundits, politicians, and ordinary people to sound off. Now, CBS might can the whole segment, because now it's not like it was 10 years ago, before the internet, before cable news, before all the alternative media outlets like the Drudge Report. Now they can't do their thing in a vacuum in the darkness of a broadcast signal that has pretty much a monopoly. Now they got to justify the people they put on there. And if they put on a parade of godless liberals, so be it. But everybody will know. And I don't think they could take putting Christians on there. I don't think they could take it. It's like throwing water on the Wicked Witch of the West. They can't take it. So, okay. So they've had this free speech zone for the past month. The decision to approach Rohrbaugh and air his views prompted a storm of criticism, some of it from the beautiful people within the ranks of CBS News. Well, I added the beautiful people part. These are the people who live for free speech, tolerance, and diversity. Every time you hear a liberal saying that some Christian shouldn't be saying something, just say, well, you believe in free speech, right? Tolerance and diversity. And then they start drooling on themselves. They actually start drooling on themselves because they don't know how to respond. You believe in having an open mind, don't you? Well, be open-minded. You see, they want you to be open-minded, but not them. And they want you to be so open-minded that your brains will start to drip out of your head and over your face and down onto the ground. So you'll be stepping on your brains. That's how open-minded they want you to be. But just turn it around on them. Use their mindlessness against them. Well, you're one of the beautiful people, right? You're a liberal. You believe in free speech, tolerance, diversity. You're open-minded. So shut up and listen to the show. Okay. So let's continue. So some of this firestorm has come from within the ranks of CBS News, which is a bastion of free speech, tolerance, and diversity, as we all know. Anchor Katie Couric and Brian on Fox News Channel last night. Now, we haven't even mentioned this, have we? Brian was on The O'Reilly Factor last night on Fox News Channel, the number one news program in all of cable. And Bill O'Reilly opened his program with the talking points, even though there is this major political scandal with Mark Foley, Republican, family values guy from Florida, who's trying to hit on boys, teenage boys, to have sex with them. Now, of course, the Democrats are in an uproar. But when the Democratic congressman actually had sex with the pages at the Capitol, in the 80s, the homosexuals from Massachusetts, they didn't seem to care that much. And they never resigned, even though they actually had sex with these kids. A Republican sends an instant message. And by the way, the media, they don't know the difference between an email and an instant message, do they? They've been saying these are emails. They're not emails. They're instant messages. But for a Republican to send an instant message trying to seduce a teenager to have sex, that's enough to resign. It very well better be. Resign? It should be a lot more than that. There should be criminal penalties to be paid. And this guy, homosexual, as everybody knew all these years. But at any rate, in a homosexual hitting on teenage boys when he's using his position of authority, and what did he say? When he was 13 years old, he was molested by a homosexual. And what have we said on this show, Bob and Your Life, for 15 years? That homosexuals reproduce sexually, the men do, by molesting children. That's how homosexuality spreads. That's its primary method. And that's being played out on the national scene right now, today, in front of our very eyes. Okay. So Katie Couric, anchor Katie Couric. Now on Fox News, Brian pointed out he received a call not from a producer at CBS. Katie Couric called him herself. Pretty interesting. Anchor Katie Couric responded on her network blog saying, "We knew when we decided to put on this segment that a lot of people would disagree with it. We also knew some might even find it repugnant. And I was so thrilled. On yesterday's show, we pointed out that she showed her true colors when she said that some might even find it repugnant. She could have said some might even agree with it. We knew that some would disagree with it, but we also knew that some might even love it." That's what she could have said. But she said some might disagree with it and some might even find it repugnant. She played her cards right there. We know where, that's not a surprise, where Katie Couric is. And so what was interesting is last night on the O'Reilly Factor, Bill O'Reilly went after that same word. Same word. In her whole post, that's what he focused on, that she used the word repugnant. And Brian Raubaugh hit everyone out of the park. Every comment, everything that Bill O'Reilly, every topic Bill O'Reilly brought up, Brian Raubaugh hit it out of the park. I think the Christian community, the pro-life Christian community, needs to realize that we have a national treasure in Brian Raubaugh. He was put in the center of the stage, not by his own will, not by his desire, but because two godless teenagers thought they were obeying the edict of evolution and they were going to kill the weaker organisms. And they said they had an obligation to help evolution and to kill these students. Eric Harris wore a T-shirt that said natural selection. Brian mentioned that on the radio show last night on the O'Reilly Factor. O'Reilly said, "But what's the connection to evolution?" And Brian said, "Eric Harris was wearing a shirt. It said natural selection." Now, the Rocky Mountain News on page one, when they first reported that, they said, "We don't know what that refers to." Liberals. They never heard of Darwinism, natural selection. They never heard of that book? They should go pick up a copy. It's on the cover. Natural selection. And Brian pointed out in the basement videos, which he has been trying to get released for 6 years, they look into the camera and they say it's their duty to kill because of evolution. It's their duty to kill. Brian Raubaugh has been fighting for 6 years. He said this on O'Reilly's show last night, to get the release of the basement videos. The current sheriff of Jefferson County, Ted Mink, he has the authority to release them. The court has given him the authority. It's up to him. And he is so far refusing. He's stonewalling. And Bill O'Reilly said last night, when Brian said we've been fighting for 6 years to get them, O'Reilly said, "Well, we can help you get them. We can help you do that." I hope he does. Ted Mink is up for re-election, right? And he's taken the side of the murderers' families rather than the side of getting at the bottom line of Columbine. And these kids connected their motive to evolution. All right, so let's get back to this. Katie Couric says, "We knew some might even find Brian Raubaugh's views repugnant." Very good, Katie. That's quite insightful. But that is the very essence of what we're trying to do with the free speech segment. This is a platform for our viewers to hear from a wide range of people, those who may share your views and those who don't. Okay, now, the next line is, I think, where the president of Planned Parenthood picked up on Colorado Right to Life. Because the Washington Post is the number one paper in the Capitol, Washington, D.C., and it's also influential all over the country. And their articles are picked up all over the country. So the next paragraph, Raubaugh, who addressed the Colorado Right to Life March in January, has blamed the Columbine attack on abortion in a number of local interviews. Amen, Brian. He filed the lawsuit. Now, here's the rest of this paragraph. They're trying to discredit Brian a little bit, and I'll set the record straight right here. Rohrbaugh filed a lawsuit alleging that a Denver police officer shot his 15-year-old son in the confusion of the Columbine attack. Rohrbaugh apologized to the officer in a Rocky Mountain News interview after an independent investigation concluded the officer had not yet arrived at the school when Rohrbaugh's son was shot. Okay. Now, on KHOW Radio, Brian was being accused by callers of lacking credibility because he implicated a police officer in shooting his son. And let's set the record straight. Brian was lied to by a police officer, Jim Taylor, an Arapahoe County sheriff's deputy. He was fired from his job by the sheriff because he lied to Brian Rohrbaugh. The day after Columbine, Brian woke up to find his son's picture on the cover of the Rocky Mountain News, dead on the sidewalk. That's when they found out their son was dead. That's how they found out. The sheriff never called as they promised they would. The coroner never called as they promised they would. That day, Officer Jim Taylor comes to Brian Rohrbaugh and tells him that he was there. He saw police officers shooting toward the direction where Danny was running away from the school. All right? So Jim Taylor, this officer, tells that. Later, he changes his story, and he says, I never said any such thing, because he was not an eyewitness of those events. He did get there later. Well, he was calling Brian Rohrbaugh a liar, that he had never said that to Brian or Lisa Rohrbaugh. You know what? Brian Rohrbaugh had a recording of it, called a press conference, played the recording, and the sheriff of Arapahoe County fired Jim Taylor, and rightly so. What possessed this man to lie in the midst of such a horrendous tragedy, murder like Columbine, mass murder? So then Jefferson County lied about the ballistics. They lied. They said they had the ballistics, and the ballistics proved that their son, that Danny Rohrbaugh, was killed by Harris or Klebold, one of them. Now it has been utterly, utterly corroborated, documented, that was a lie. Only when the Rohrbaughs found out that they were lying intentionally about the ballistics did they say publicly that it appeared that an officer accidentally killed their son. So one officer lied, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department lied about the ballistics, and then they concluded, well, this must be why they're lying. Our son was accidentally killed by the officers that Jim Taylor said he saw shooting in the direction of my son. And then El Paso County, Colorado Springs, did their investigation, and Brian Rohrbaugh accepted much of their conclusion and said they didn't prove it for sure, but it is plausible that Harris or Klebold killed their son. They redid the timeline. Okay, let's continue. So you put that out, and it makes Brian look like a fool and going off irresponsibly making accusations because he's emotional. That is absolutely the opposite of the truth. And Brian on KHOW Radio today, I assure you he's going to set that record straight. I assure you. And Dan Kaplis will give Brian every opportunity to do that, because he's been defending Brian in this past week gallantly. Okay. So Rohrbaugh also sued the school district over its refusal to allow him to include religious references in 2 4-inch tiles that are a part of a Columbine memorial. Yeah, they were invited to paint these tiles. They put crosses, and Brian quoted from the Bible. What verse did he quote? It was the best verse in the entire Bible to quote at a Columbine memorial. He wrote, "No peace for the wicked, saith the Lord. You can't find a better Bible verse than that for a place where mass murderers killed themselves. No peace for the wicked, saith the Lord. In his CBS commentary, Rohrbaugh said, "This country is in a moral freefall. For over two generations, the public school system has taught in a moral vacuum." This is in the Washington Post. I mean, everywhere they are replaying his words, reprinting his words. It's just extraordinary. I remember after Columbine, Brian had the whole country doing Bible studies on Good Morning America and the Today Show that Jesus said, don't forgive somebody unless they repent. And we are supposed to judge, and unrepentant murderers go to hell. Brian was teaching the whole country that, and he's the one grieving over the loss of his son, and he's the one correcting the pastors who should be comforting the families, and instead the pastors are telling the families you have to forgive. Why? They're in hell. What's the point of that? God's not forgiving them. Are you better than God? Are you more merciful than God? Are you more righteous than God? Oh, you're just more loving than God. I see. You're more merciful than God. So when you forgive without repentance, you make repentance unnecessary, superfluous. And people take that to the bank, and they don't repent before God, and they end up going to hell. And it's partly your fault if you teach that Christians should forgive everyone regardless of whether they repent. Because God doesn't do that. Jesus said, if he repents, forgive him. Luke 17:3. If he repents, forgive him. Jesus said that. So don't blow it off. Don't just look for an excuse to ignore it, but recognize that Jesus said repentance is conditional. If someone repents, you forgive them. There are very rare circumstances in which it could be otherwise, but that's the general rule. You repent, and then forgiveness comes. Otherwise, why repent? Luke 17:3. Okay. So, here it is in the Washington Post, Brian Rohrbaugh's words. In his CBS commentary, Rohrbaugh said, "This country is in a moral freefall. For over two generations, the public school system has taught in a moral vacuum, expelling God from the school and from the government, replacing him with evolution." That is brilliantly worded, brilliantly worded. The school system has taught in a moral vacuum. They have expelled God from the school and replaced him with evolution, where the strong kill the weak without moral consequences, and life has no inherent value. We teach in our schools there are no absolutes, no right or wrong. And I assure you the murder of innocent children is always wrong, including by abortion. Abortion has diminished the value of children. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Brian Rohrbaugh, that was extraordinary. You know what he did when Bill Clinton came to Columbine with Hillary? And Brian and Lisa Rohrbaugh stood with Rich and Sue Patrone. Sue Patrone is Danny Rohrbaugh's mom. And the four of them stood face to face with Bill and Hillary Clinton. And Brian Rohrbaugh said, "Mr. Clinton, the day you vetoed the partial birth abortion ban, you became responsible for deaths far more violent than what happened to our son at Columbine." That's extraordinary. And then Hillary Clinton didn't even, if I recall the story, didn't even make eye contact or respond in any way. And Bill Clinton mumbled something about, well, there was no exception for the life of the mother. And Lisa Rohrbaugh, who's a registered nurse, spoke up and she said, I'm a nurse, and there is no time when you have to stop to kill the baby in order to save the mother. If you're saving the mother, you remove the baby, you deliver the baby. You don't stop to kill the baby if you're trying to save the mother. And just let Brian Rohrbaugh get on a national talk show against some pro-abort child-killing liberal on that topic. Just let that happen. That'll make my decade. So he tied it all together. He connected all the dots. Moral free fall. public schools teaching in a moral vacuum, expel God from school, replacing him with evolution where the strong kill the weak, no moral consequence. We teach there are no absolutes, no right or wrong. I assure you the murder of innocent children is always wrong, including by abortion. Abortion has diminished the value of children. Rome Hartman, the newscast's executive director, said he was surprised by Rohrbaugh's remarks. What, he wouldn't have put him on otherwise? They had him on the Today Show with Katie Couric repeatedly, and she always was miserable when Brian was done. You could tell by her grimace. And, of course, I knew that his remarks would be controversial, perhaps even offensive to some. I also knew that some people in our audience would agree with him. I also thought to myself, this is free speech. We don't tell people what to say or what to think. I decided to run the segment. And good, we're thankful they aired it. Some online critics denounced CBS. A blogger wrote, grief makes people do and say stupid things, but CBS is not grieving for anyone. What made them put this man on national television? Many detractors wrote to CBS website, one called Rohrbaugh's remarks the biggest load of hogwash I have ever witnessed. But a mother of three wrote to praise CBS Courage, saying, I'm sure you will receive many emails denouncing your segment, but I appreciate hearing a conservative view in what can be a very liberal media. Amen. Thank you, Brian Rohrbaugh. And am I encouraged that he is now a board member of Colorado Right to Life? You know what, Planned Parenthood? You guys are in for a fight. You're in for a fight. Stay tuned to Bob Ignorant Live and Maranatha Christian Center. Wow, the best school I've ever seen in Arvada, Maranatha.